אז אנחנו קוראים
So we're reading the document about the duty of Israel with respect to the humanity. You can find it at our website and ask questions there. We'll start from excerpt number 39 by Baal HaSulam from the introduction to the book of Zohar.
First of all, we have to remind again, I don't know who's in front of us all the time, many times people connect to the lesson in not sure who. So Israel is one who's directed at the goal of creation, just like the people of Israel to begin with initially is not a nation. It's an ideological group that followed that school of Abraham, that ideology that he communicated to them. And so let's read. Do not be surprised.
Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 68. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world, for it is an unbending law that the general and the particular are as equal as two peas in a pod, and all that applies in the general applies in the particular as well. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, according to the quality and quantity of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of a part elevates or declines the entire whole.
Meaning, we can't think, well, I'll wait until everyone else awakens and then I will awaken as well. No, the general and the particular are equal. He says that it's not that everyone is part of the whole and therefore he does a specific individual work. Let's say out of 1,000 people, one person awakens and then it's one part out of 1,000 that does its work. Incorrect. The particular and the collective are equal means that one can do a work that is as the whole collective. We don't understand this law, but that's how it works in spirituality. One equals all. It's not understood, but that's how it works. It is a very, very problematic law in terms of understanding it and grasping it. It gets a little clearer. Now I hear astrophysicists talking about, you know, those who engage in quantum physics and other realms, fractals, etc. So they start talking about it, that the whole equals the individual, that the whole exists in each and every individual. And so we also discussed it and engaged in it, that one person can bring correction to the whole world, and not because he is one unique individual, but because in each of us, it's like what we explained, that there is nothing more than 10. What about the others? What about other 10s around you? No, we can't grasp it, but one 10 only. That's it. What I see is this disruption in my vision. I'm seeing incorrectly, and you know, it's like my head spins and I see many tens, but that's an incorrect perception. There is one ten. There is one person. And therefore, the whole and the particular are equal is very profound. And with regards to what we discussed also in the first part of the lesson today, the obligation to disclose the method of correction in the modern world in relation to the people of Israel, anti-Semitism, the nations of the world, our friends from the whole world, etc., we have to see in each and every one that how it belongs to each and every one, to everyone's soul. Well, we'll move towards this somehow.
In what action does a person or a ten elevates or declines the whole world?
In connection only. What are you doing in your ten, if not connection? What else do you have to do? I don't know what you're discussing there. From day to day, you have to feel how you are all getting closer in your heart to connecting, and yet becoming perhaps opposite in your views. You're becoming richer, more intricate, and complex in your opinions, and yet opposite to that, you become more unified in a single desire. Yeah.
Different views, in what way do we need? And what subject, what topics?
That each and every one, from his point of view, sees a different correction. You can't even compare it between one and the other. You can't. Because it's unrelated to... You cannot understand him. You hear what he says, but you can't go deep into his mind and feel the way he does. Let's continue. What?
What is the meaning of the general will only be revealed after all the particulars are revealed by their quality and quantity?
Because the whole is the sum. I can't say sum, but it's a unique sum total of the individuals. But it's such a sum total that it's not like in mathematics that it's not the added sum or integral sum or the Fourier formula style of summary. It's not the case. I don't have the words. You can't explain spirituality through core reality. But the whole and the particular are equal. It's not some pretty words. It means that everything exists in everyone. And the fact we see many different people is our deviation in the meantime. Distortion.
Quote number 40 by Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him, over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him, that is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, a mere necessity, to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. As it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By so doing, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world as well. And the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel.
Again, I see that in the meantime, some people are making jokes. I'm talking about you and other things. You don't understand that this disregard, you're not going to be able to cover it after months of studying.
Again, excerpt number 40 by Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar.
Yes, you. Just figure it out. I'm tired of seeing your jokes. No, not you. What are you getting worked up? What do you think? He knows who I'm talking about. Yeah, because you were just making jokes while he's reading. Yes, joking and talking. What, you want me to show you on camera how you're behaving? Read, Dudi.
Excerpt number 40. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him, over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him, that is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, the mere necessity, to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. As it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By so doing, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world as well. And the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel.
Meaning, everything depends on how much we raise spirituality above corporeality. We cause, by that, we cause the ascent, the increase of our, the importance of our correction throughout the world, throughout the whole world. By that, we can take control over what will be more and less important to people. Are you hearing this or not? Read again.
Again, excerpt 40. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him, over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him, that is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, the mere necessity, to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. As it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By so doing, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world as well. And the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel.
Meaning, everything depends on how we, each and every one internally, raises spirituality over corporeality. This importance, this gap between them, is what influences the whole world to think this way. That's very obligating. Demanding.
Excerpt 41 by Baal HaSulam from the Introduction to the Book of Zohar. An individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him, as it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of you, meaning the externality in him, rises and soars, and you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, he causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar ever higher, overcome Israel, degrade them to the ground. And the children of Israel, the internality of the world, will plunge deep down.
You have a solution to all the problems that arise in the world.
Again,
excerpt 41 from the introduction to the Book of Zohar by Baal HaSulam. An individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him. As it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of you, meaning the externality in him, rises and soars. And you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, he causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar ever higher, overcome Israel, degrade them to the ground, and the children of Israel, the internality of the world, will plunge deep down.
Children of Israel refers to all of those who have a point in the heart and are drawn to reveal the purpose of creation. Next.
Excerpt 42 out of Zohar La'am, Zohar for All, the Shalach portion. There is nothing in the world that breaks the force of idol-worshipping nations as when Israel engages in Torah. As long as Israel engages in Torah, the right strengthens and the power and courage of the idol-worshipping nations break. This is why the Torah is called strength, Oz. As it is written, the Lord will give strength to His people. When Israel does not engage in Torah, the left intensifies and the power of the idol-worshipping nations grows. They suckle from the left, rule over Israel, and inflict upon them laws that they cannot endure.
Questions? Yes.
Получается, идет противостояние постоянное. Это внутри человека, да? От чего зависит исход этого противостояния внутреннего и внешнего?
There is a constant resistance inside a person. Where does it stem from, this internal and external resistance?
The resistance in each and every person stems from the fact there is a will to receive and a will to bestow, the creature's will to receive and the creator's will to bestow. And they both have to connect, but the connection between them cannot happen because they're opposite. That's why there has to be a system between them that connects the will to receive to the will to bestow, and this is called Timtzum, Masach, O Chozer, this whole system that is referred to as the spiritual system. And then ultimately, the created being can achieve adhesion with the Creator. And so the collision, the resistance, the oppositeness between one and the other is embedded in the foundation of creation, from the fact that there is only the Creator. And if He wants to create the created being to give Him pleasure, then the created being has to be opposite to the Creator, has to have desires to all the things the Creator wants to give to Him. So it has to be made out of a will to receive. And in the Creator, there is no will to receive or will to bestow. Only with respect to the created being, there is a will to bestow and within Himself a will to receive. But these things don't exist before the thought of creation. Therefore, that's how it is structured. From the beginning of creation, the relationship between the Creator and the created being is like between two opposite things, and how the created being is able to try to achieve connection above the opposition. And so the difference between the Creator and the created being appears more and more each time. And accordingly, the created being receives an opportunity to cover that gap and resemble the Creator. And so the created being is comprised of two systems: the will to receive, which is opposite to the Creator, and the correction of the will to receive, which is an intention to bestow, which is similar to the Creator.
Ken.
And that's how it is. Yes.
We learn that everything depends on us. That we are the ones who are in control. And we have tens. And we have the method, and we have tens.
Yes.
But we publicize something else. We don't publicize that it all depends on Kabbalists, the anti-Semitism. We say that it all depends on the Jews that have no idea about spirituality. So it turns out that we're not really publicizing the truth.
Right. You're right. You're right. I agree with you. That we have to correct ourselves and then everything will become corrected. And still, that's on the one hand. And on the other hand, then why wasn't there one person created, or just a handful of people, but you have millions who we still don't understand it. But you see, the Creator wants to be revealed in infinite souls, individual souls, specifically this way. So, I'm not saying that we are right and successful in how we reach out to the world, but we have to publicize this to all nations. Like Baal Shem Tov said, when he asked, when will Messiah come? And Messiah said, when my springs will flow outwardly. Baal HaSulam writes in many places that through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah, specifically in the masses, will we merit the complete correction. Each and every one in the world, even if they seem to do nothing, they do. They're making some corrections happen. And it's not only us. We need more and more, like he says, that therefore we have to advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses and speed up the correction. Yes.
If I want to have spirituality more important for me today than yesterday, what do I add? What do I do?
I think you need to be inspired by the friends. Try to see them in a way that they are always thinking about it. I'm sure you'll see it, because it's really so. What we're seeing is through our eyes that corrupt everything. You're going to see that everyone's connected, that everyone is inclined to towards correction, that everyone wants it. But to us, it seems broken. Rabash would even say further than that. He would say the whole world is doing the work of the Creator. The whole work is doing everything. Only we don't see it. So the correction is not to fix the world, it's to fix our vision. Well, there's this and there's that. You understand that until we come to the truth, it's still going to be twisted for us more, further and further. Yes, David.
It keeps on confusing this general and particular. If Kabbalists reach this state of being corrected, why do they write? Or if Rabash sees everyone to be corrected, who is this us who have to correct ourselves? If another thing is, I see many states throughout history, there were great Kabbalists, and at the same time there were troubles. Baal HaSulam was in the time of world wars, and terrible things happened in the world. So specifically he, when he was so corrected, how can the individual in the particular, the general be correct? He's so corrected and everything seems opposite.
I'm happy to hear this from you. So what?
That's a question. Where are the general and the particular equal? What makes them equal? Well, I heard here, maybe, that if we can soar higher, the world too will correspond to that.
Sure, we just read that. We just read that if we raise ourselves, we elevate the whole world. Sure.
So, basically, if we raise the Israel in us upon the nations of the world in us, so the nations of the world outside will also rise.
Yes.
But here it says the opposite. If we raise ourselves, the nations of the world become...
Where? What? Where it's written? Where is it written?
That's what I understood, that if we engage in our internality, increase internality above externality,
we cause the whole world to ascend. He also writes this in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, that it then spreads from above downwards, that it all depends on the people of Israel coming back to their work.
The expression in the world of such when Kabbalists engage in internality, let's say Pnei Baruch, they engage in internality, what should be the manifestation of that in the world? Wars? Should it be the end of an era? Or
No.
But it seems that to make a change, you always go through a war or a big change in the world. So when you have great Kabbalists, great changes come in form of a trouble.
You're right, sure. Look at Rabbi Akiva, etc. Yep.
Rabbi Shimon had to hide in a cave because of all the mess outside. That's at least what they say. And it happens many times. Many, except for one example I heard about Solomon the king. There was 40 years of peace in the world. But all the rest of the examples, when the internality awakens, there's great chaos in the world.
It's this against that. I can't be the advocate or, you know, protector of all these things or the guardian of these issues. I understand very little in that. Our whole work is based on these sources that I wish will permeate your mind and heart, and everyone should try to drink them, to take them in, to be filled up by them as much as possible. And each time you will think this way or that way, but all based on the sources, even if it seems to be opposite, contradicting sources that you still can't put together. But that's how it is. Also with regards to our dissemination, you see, as much as we ourselves are still at unease and in going through challenges, you're touching on an uncovered nerve. You know, it's like a root treatment when you reach the nerve. Pleasant, huh? There's nothing more painful. But that nerve is like a thread. It's like a thread. You understand it, right? And here, you're touching on the uncovered nerve of the nation. You unearth this nerve, and what can you do? I don't know. What, to just anesthetize it, to inject some, or just to speak falsehood? Then let's just lock everything up and go home. If we don't work for correction, but rather look for how to make things more convenient, then, of course, we have to search for a better way, more suitable for the people, but not by quieting ourselves down. No. You see how Baal HaSulam, he opened everything up as much as he could. In those, if he lived today with all the means he would have today. Okay, next. Yes.
If it's like an exposed nerve that hurts a lot,
of course, it's the nation. You're blaming the whole nation. Even the nations of the world don't necessarily agree with you. They don't necessarily agree with you. How do you think this way about the people of Israel? Maybe if you say that some are guilty and some are not, and not all of them, and you're saying this clearly. If there are, let's say, 5% of the world anti-Semitic, let's say, in the meantime, so 5%, and you're saying, no, this is correct, this is 100% like that, we're all to blame, we're all this way. How could it be?
So what I'm saying is, it's like a dentist. You go, you take an injection, you take care of it, like children.
No. Because a person needs to consciously, knowingly, through his yearning, do the right work with that uncovered nerve. You understand? The right work with that nerve to just reveal it and do such work that the uncovered nerve will take him to the right solution. He doesn't need to just uproot it and with a needle and you know, just throw it away. No, that's the whole thing. We have to work with these emotions and correct them.
What's not clear is the need for the pain. I'm at the doctor's office. I want the treatment. Why do I have to be...
If it's still painful, it's a sign you haven't corrected it. It means you haven't corrected it yet. Not understood?
No, not really. But why not have some laughter gas so I can make it easier a bit?
Because then you won't be able to correct it. The Creator awakens pain, troubles, problems to the extent that it will help you correct it. You always rise in sanctity. You never decrease. To the extent that you can cope with this pain and not lose your bearings and start correcting yourself, to that extent, he constantly awakens you until the point where the destroyer is allowed to destroy, and then, God forbid. Pain needs to always be there next to you. And you're always relating to it, treating it. How can I have less of it, more of it? How can it be optimal? I need to be strengthened by the group, by the friends, so then I can cope with the pain on the left and with the right and advance with both.
Tov.
Yeah, who's there in the back? Okay, our professor. Yes. He's such a lefty liberal.
Yeah, sure. First of all, about the last words you said, it sounds as if you opened something new. Maybe we can talk about it. How to use the pain, how to live and learn to live with the
pain. It's the left line opposite the right line. Well, what's in it? The left line or opposite the right line? That's how we advance. You can't have one without the other. And
yeah, but this concept of pain, to me, it sounds new. But beyond that, I would wanted to ask something.
Why new? When I advance, even Rabash would say, let it suffer. let him suffer. If you don't feel that you're working with the pain with regards to any phenomenon, it means that you don't raise yourself above reason.
But the pain we were just talking about was the pain of the role of the Jewish people, the suffering of the world.
Yes.
I think it's a different kind of pain than what we used to talk about. Maybe we can expand about it, have a lesson about it.
I don't know how to speak beautifully and awaken the heart, and it's not me. I'm kind of a scientist in that regard.
I wanted to ask about the practice of dissemination. We heard examples today from Nessie and Eddie that if you come with a truth to the people, they won't publish it, like in Germany or Israel. Now, suppose there are two options. You come with apparent truth, and they'll tell you, we won't publicize that, and we won't even hear anything from you. We don't want to hear you. And if you make the message a bit softer, they'll print 10,000 books.
Right.
Which one is better?
Of course it's better. Of course it's better to write the truth and put it aside. And whoever wants it will take it from our archive or whatever you call it. What is it? Our Amazon link or whatever. But when you're writing to broader circles, you write a different book.
So in the end, our dissemination.
Right. Write a novel, I'm saying. These things usually are written in a way that you either make it into a film or a story. And through the story, you roll things in a way that it comes out clearer to people and you emotionally explain the whole process.
In the end, our dissemination is only to bring things out of ourselves outwards, like examples of Kabbalists that wrote things and even burned them, or should we physically bring a film or a book to a person? He should read it.
I agree with you 100%. I want to see results of what you talk.
I'm asking, which of these two is important? Must this knowledge pass on to someone or not?
Yes. People in the world need to know about these things we're studying, to some extent, in some form, but it's a must. All people, they have to have some slight thought towards connection to the general system of all people and together towards the Creator.
So if people do need to read the books and to know them, why is it better to print a book that no one will read instead of a book that 10,000 people
read? So go ahead and print. I don't understand. I agree with you. What else do you want?
I'm really asking. I'm trying to understand. Maybe I'm not asking clearly.
You're asking clearly, and I'm answering clearly. Yes, it needs to be done. Next. What's next? You're asking the same again? Is it important or unimportant? I told you, yes. Yes, it is. So?
I'm asking about what I understood from you. As you said, you have to put the truth as it is, even if no one will read it.
That, on the other hand as well, yes, I'm in favor of that. I'm in favor of saying what there is to say. But in addition to that, in parallel to that, we have to do things to reach the people. Right. You have that in every science, in every wisdom. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a science. It explains to us what's happening in the world, how the world works, how the higher providence happens and takes shape, and what we want or not with regards to it, and what in our days, and what we have to change, and what is in our power to change. That is all explained in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And now we're in a certain state where we can also explain all these phenomena. So you can explain them in different ways, more or less pretty, but you can't shut it out, and because that is what the whole human fate depends on, what way we're going to move towards the final correction, and that's mandatory. It's simply mandatory. If I am correctly reading what my teachers are telling me, that then that's a must. You can interpret it however you want. I can't. I interpret it like this. The fact that you can sit on your ass in the meantime and feel everything is fine, I can't. That's not okay for me.
No?
That's it.
אם אתם לא מרגישים,
if you don't feel this burning issue, then I don't want to say wait and see. I don't want to wish that for anyone. And you don't understand how things are changing by the day. You're not counting it. You yourselves are blocked. You don't understand what's happening from day to day. What level of providence each time descends to the world more and more negatively. That's in the meantime. That is in the meantime. Afterwards, there's another stage that begins from the best of them. That's a stage that we don't want to wait for until that will happen. As it is written. I don't want to expand on that. All right, what else do we have? With this pleasant words, we can conclude. What? You have questions, Svika? Questions. Let him ask.
There's this part that he previously, Bala Sulam, in the time of World War II, there was a lot of mess. Now, I once read that to the extent that the great light is revealed in the world, all the evil is exposed, and then the correction is done or not done. Now, my question is, if such a great Kabbalist is revealed, then more chaos comes to the world. There's more trouble.
This is your philosophy. I don't know.
So just a question. Why in the time of Bala Sulam, in the time of World War II, why was there World War II in the time of Bala Sulam?
This doesn't belong to that.
Why?
Because a Kabbalist appears in a special generation, specifically with all those troubles that accompany the generation, and he's given an opportunity to disclose the truth. You're asking, what is the correlation between this and that? I don't know how to tell you. I don't want to get into all those speculations. Learning what I can learn, what is possible for us. What's important is not this. What's important is what you do after all of this. Either you're just going to home or work and you don't care about anything. I was in a lesson, thank God, everything's cool. Or you go out and you know what you have to do. One of these two options.
It was written that you should make your Torah permanent and the work temporary. What does that mean? Make the Torah constant. Don't we do the work?
Yes, of course.
Yes, thank you, Raf. Very important is this lesson that we unite with the whole world clear after this great lesson to emphasize the importance of Israel's duty.
We all want to advance, and this is what our advancement depends on. This is what I want you to understand. It's not that we are working for the sake of the American Jews or the world correction that something will happen. Do you want to advance yourselves? That's what your progress depends on. Very simple. It's point blank. It's not where we're going to study tests and then correction will come. It won't come. Change will not happen. Look what Bala Sulam says. And that's why I insist on this. And as if there's no more prettier parts to talk about. All the friends that we're seeing now, Moscow, Tbilisi, Kiev, Köln, Vilnius there, Rishon LeZion, St. Petersburg, Santiago, Shaula, Europe, Holland, USA, Canada, all of those people. They are friends. You have to understand that we are talking about our progress, our advancement. And don't start getting confused that this has to do with Jews or not Jews. It's about the point in the heart that has to awaken further and further, and it has to realize that it has to awaken the world, and that's what we need to have happen.
Yes, thank you very much that you explained this deeper, because we want to emphasize this after the morning lesson with the World ARFU team to relate it to the Congress, this important subject. Israel's duty towards humanity. And thank you very much that you stressed it much more. So it's very, very important that we connect to it as the whole world Kli. So I'll see you, friends, after the morning lesson. Let's say after the summary of the tens. We'll meet. Thank you.
תודה לצופים בטלוויזיה, יום טוב.
Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah, Kabbalah Lam Campus College is happy to invite you to intro lectures this Wednesday in Katzrin and Afula. The next day, admission is 30 shekels. For registration, please call us at 1-700-599-209 or in the website. At this, we conclude. Have a good day. This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. You please.